I find your book very intriguing because I look at what could be my personal genetic destiny, and I don't like it very much, and it's something I'd like to change. And is that something I can do with your book?
Absolutely. Many people think their genetic destiny is fixed, and that's what we used to think. Those were the old ideas. That was the old science. It's what we learned in high school. We thought that if our family had a history of a lot of people being overweight, a lot of people having cancer, a lot of people having diabetes, heart disease, premature aging, that that was our destiny, the same way it was our destiny that, you know, our eye color and our hair color was mm-hmm. fixed. But nothing could be further from the truth. We know now that the thousands and thousands of genes that control our genetic destiny literally can be influenced by diet and lifestyle factors throughout our entire lifetime.
If it's as easy as reading the book and doing a little work, I can't understand why more people wouldn't want to do that. Are we afraid of a little work these days?
I think most people aren't afraid of even a moderate amount of work. I think what's lacking is the knowledge that it's possible. And the analogy that I like to use for that is when Roger Bannister first broke the four-minute mile, he was the first person in entire recorded human history to have done that. After he did that, over the next several years, about a dozen people broke the four-minute mile. So what mm-hmm. changed in entire recorded human history in the next several years after he set that record? Consciousness changed. People knew that it was possible. And what my book is really doing, it's telling people that it's possible, that your genetic destiny is not fixed, it's not static, but that it remains under your control throughout your entire life, because gene expression is vibrant, just like life itself. So we all have genes that control detoxification, mm-hmm. control our risk of developing tumors, control how much heart disease and blood vessel damage we're going to be doing by certain foods. So while we may have genetic predispositions, those by no means are fixed or can't be modified.
Well, you talk about controlling gene expression with nutrient science. What is nutrient science?
Well, this gets more into what we call nutritional epigenetics or nutritional genomics. And our genome is all the genes that we have inherited and literally numbers in the thousands. And the fact of the matter is the lifestyle that we've adopted over the last several decades has been more sedentary, mm-hmm. Which causes a lot of genes to overexpress that promote inflammation, promote cancer, promote diabetes, and it's become more convenience-filled, seemingly so, with food as well. So mm-hmm. it's very easy to pull into a fast food place, go to the drive-in window, pick up something that tastes good, forget the fact that it's loaded with white sugar, white flour, mm-hmm. heat-damaged oils that are literally turning on thousands of genes that are predisposing you to diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. So first we have to take a look at what it is that we're doing to our genes that's wrong, and then look how we can correct it.
You talk about a gene changer menu at genechanger.com. How complex is that menu?
Well, it is actually easier than pulling into the drive-in window or going to your vending machine in the middle of the afternoon and getting a soda and a package of donuts. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you look at the now trending part on GeneChanger.com as far as menus, for breakfast I have steel-cut oatmeal mm-hmm. with apple slices. So how is that gene-changing? Well, the steel-cut oats are whole oats, so you're not processing the grains. The first thing that you have to realize, when you start processing grains, you deplete about 80% of the magnesium and vitamin E, and you make it very hard for your gut bacteria to digest them. So that causes what we call a dysbiosis in your gut. Many people don't realize it, but 90% of the genes in the entire human body are located in bacteria in your gut. Hmm. So you have to take care of those. It's like a delicate rainforest. So if you start putting a lot of acid foods in there and a lot of acid from, say, soda, which is just loaded with phosphoric acid, you're going to damage those. So what happens then? You get the wrong bacteria, and they're constantly releasing inflammatory chemicals throughout your body. Where do they go? Well, they go into all your cells, so they bind to the cells that are supposed to be taking insulin in and letting insulin get sugar into the cells to make energy. But it's all bound up once you start damaging these gut bacteria, and the insulin can't work, so you become what's called insulin insensitive. Mm-hmm. That's the reason a third of the people in this country today, one-third, 100 million people, are either pre-diabetic or diabetic. I mean, it's an atrocious statistic, but that's where we are. And it's literally, if you want to fix it, you've got to go to the level of the genes. So there are good things you can put in your body to mm-hmm. combat that. You can take a probiotic bacteria. I already mentioned the steel-cut oatmeal, the sliced apples with sliced apples. The apples contain quercetin. It also contains fiber. The quercetin is a very good anti-inflammatory, and it helps protect against insulin insensitivity. It also turns on genes that are tumor suppressors. So you have genes in your body that need to be made more active. They're called tumor suppressor genes. Mm-hmm. We're living in a country where almost 50% of the country is going to develop cancer at some point in his or her life. Another atrocious statistic. It doesn't have to be that way. And then the fiber and the short chain fatty acids that the grains are broken down into from the oatmeal, those nourish the gut bacteria. They're called prebiotic mm-hmm. nutrients. Those are good nutrients for the bacteria in your gut. So it can all start with breakfast and then go through the whole day. But like I say, it can be very easy, and it's certainly no more expensive than going for faster processed food.
No, absolutely not. But for someone that's already been diagnosed and they think, I've already done the damage, what's the point? Is there a way to reverse the damage?
Absolutely. I say throughout the book, literally in every chapter, it's never too late. And the reason that it's never too late is because you can, for instance, grow new brain cells well into your 90s. There's a process called mitochondrial biogenesis, and mitochondria are the energy centers in your cells. So mitochondrial dysfunction, your mitochondria have DNA also and genes also. So mitochondrial dysfunction is one of the reasons cancer develops. It's mm-hmm. one of the reasons people get heart failure. It's one of the reasons people start developing neurodegenerative diseases like dementia, Parkinson's, and MS. So nutrients that are very good for your mitochondria, one's called carnosine. It's an amino acid found very commonly in things like eggs and beans. Another is called PQQ or pyroquinolone. That's found in certain fish, mainly cold, deep water fish, and mm-hmm. omega-3 fatty acids, which are found in cold, deep water fish, as well as chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, and flax seeds. So part of what I have for a snack in the now trending on GeneChanger.com, and I have a whole recipe section in the gene therapy plan, is to add chia seeds to your favorite smoothie, your mixed vegetable juice. In fact, you can make your own grape juice or own apple juice. You don't need to buy something with high fructose corn syrup mm-hmm. Or added colorings. You can get a blender, blend some grapes, then pour it, or apples, then pour it through a strainer, get a spatula, press everything through, it's absolutely more delicious than any apple juice or grape juice that you're going to buy in the store. You've made it yourself, and you can add certain things to it, like black raspberry powder. Black raspberries aren't always in season, but they're loaded with a nutrient called ellagic acid. Black raspberry powder has been found to upregulate or increase 200 different tumor suppressor genes. So this is gene therapy that we've all dreamt about and all heard about, but you're doing gene therapy for good or for harm, depending on the foods you're putting in your body every time you eat.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned those powders, because that's something that I've done myself, and it makes it very convenient, very easy, and you're getting all the benefits. Now, what you're talking about here, is this something that really challenges our idea of traditional medicine? Are you going above and beyond in your practice?
Absolutely. Traditional medicine, the way it's been practiced for the last 50 years, has become more and more of a Band-Aid approach. And what I mean by that is we're waiting for a symptom to develop, and then we treat that symptom without ever getting to the underlying cause. And so stomach ulcers are not due to a deficiency of antacids or acid blockers. Headaches are not due to a deficiency of pain medications. People feeling tired all the time are not due to a lack of pharmacologic stimulants. People are feeling this way for very well-defined reasons. We're in toxic overload. We're living on a very polluted planet. We're not living on the same planet our grandparents were, certainly. But we can't control our external environment completely. For instance, we can't control the air that we're breathing or the pollutants in that air. What we can control is what we're putting in our body. We can control our internal environment to a large degree by the foods we're putting in our body, by how we prepare those foods. So, you know, in modern medicine, it really hasn't started looking at the level of gene expression. And not doing that is also why most diets have failed. People have become so frustrated because it's like trying to fix a leaky roof by drilling a deeper and deeper hole in your floor. Yeah. If you want to fix a leaky roof, you have to fix the roof. If you want to be within your ideal body weight and take control of your genetic destiny, you have to put foods in your body that are upregulating detoxification genes, food like cruciferous vegetables, turmeric, which is found in curry, garlic has numerous nutrients that upregulate detox enzymes. If you want to stop aging and neurodegenerative disease, achy joints, wrinkled skin, there are a number of nutrients you need to put in your body for that. Also, that are going to, one, help take care of toxins, and two, help keep so many fat cells from forming in the first place. So fat cells make two hormones. One's called leptin. That's known as the hunger hormone, and it makes you feel full. But the problem is when there's a lot of inflammation going on in your body, you become leptin insensitive. The leptin can't work. So there are foods like radishes loaded with triterpenoids. They help increase leptin sensitivity. There are kale and spinach also loaded with nutrients that improve leptin sensitivity. So this is really getting back to what Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine. But we're really doing it with a lot of scientific data to back it up.
Well, you are, and I think the gene therapy plan, taking control of your genetic destiny with diet and lifestyle, would be a welcome gift for a lot of people. We can take control of our genetic destiny.
Absolutely. And the main message of the book is that we're not victims of the genes we're born with, and we're not even victims of the external environment, because we can take control of our gene expression throughout our lifetimes.
Well, Dr. Gaynor, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I'm looking forward to reading the rest of the book, and I think it's something I'm going to pass along to a lot of my listeners and my family, because as I said at the beginning of our interview, I'm not thrilled with my genetic destiny, and if I can change it, I'm going to.
Yeah, and I think it's a good service because the fact of the matter is everybody can change their genetic destiny, and it's never too early to start, but it's also never too late to start either.
And remind us of the website once again.
For more information, meal plans, a free newsletter, it's genechanger.com, G-E-N-E, changer.com.
And are you on Facebook or Twitter?
I am. I'm on Facebook under Mitch Gaynor, M.D., and you can also find me on Twitter there also.